John O'Connor was first elected to the City Commission in 2015 after serving 4 years on the Grand Rapids Board of Education. He's also a former member of the Grand Rapids Board of Housing Appeal. O'Connor has served on the boards of the West Leonard Business Association, the John Ball Area Neighborhood, and the Grand Rapids Parks Commission. O'Connor is also the co-owner and founder of Long Road Distillery. O'Connor says his continued service and love of the west side of Grand Rapids has earned him another term.
I've had a real fortunate opportunity to represent the first ward of the city of Grand Rapids for the last 4 years. You know, my background as a small business owner and as an entrepreneur and a background in real estate brings a very valuable perspective to the city commission. My tenure on the school board, these two opportunities I've had to serve, I think I've proven myself a capable public servant in representing a variety of interests in the community. I've been a big champion of housing and affordable housing in Grand Rapids and trying to increase the accessibility of housing for all that hope to call Grand Rapids home. Really my financial leadership in ensuring that, you know, Grand Rapids maintains sound fiscal responsibility now and into the future.
O'Connor faces newcomer and challenger Allison Lutz in the upcoming election. If he wins, it will be his last term on the city commission due to term limits that were adopted in 2014. Meanwhile, the city of Grand Rapids is reminding voters it's not too late to register to vote. With Proposal 3 passing last November, voters in Michigan now have the opportunity to cast a no-reason absentee vote, and they can also register the day of the election, which for the city commissioner's race in the first ward is November 5th. Voters will decide between three candidates in the city's second ward this Tuesday. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.